The noonday sun is now getting higher and higher at the year's fastest rate. It might make us think of motion, which is good because we're aware of no object, not one, that doesn't spin on its own axis while also whizzing through space. It's a hurry-up universe. Our entire solar system zooms at 144 miles a second around the core of our galaxy. At the same time, Earth travels around the Sun at the devilish speed of 66,600 miles an hour. But the Moon circles us at a speed 30 times slower. That's why, after an hour, it has only moved its own width against the background stars. Once in a blue moon, something hits us with a seemingly impossible speed. Then we know it must have been freshly whipped like a slingshot by an encounter with Jupiter, or else it's an intruder from beyond the solar system. But even within our galaxy, there's a speed limit. It's 600 miles per second. If anything were to go faster, it would escape the Milky Way. Einstein told us that any increase in speed also boosts an object's mass. He insisted that a flying baseball is a bit heavier than one sitting at home in a drawer. This is why we only compare objects when they're all at rest in a lab. A quick brown fox is heavier than a lazy dog. So all moving objects have kinetic energy. Make anything stop, and it suddenly releases this energy, as the dinosaurs noticed when a giant meteor slammed into their favorite Mexican beach. But when we discuss the kinetic energy of moving atoms, we give it a different name and call it heat. The fact that everything is moving, spinning, or jiggling means stupendous energies are everywhere. And since the universe's total energy never decreases in the slightest, it strongly suggests the universe is eternal. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.